Loyola Chicago had Sister Jean. We've got an alum of Dowling Catholic. It's Mal the Sports Gal with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Hello, Mal.
Hi, Mal.
Hello, nice opening there.
Yes, well, we had to, you know, make sure
it's
we
a special
acknowledge
edition.
You that not all, it doesn't, we don't just celebrate nuns, you know, we celebrate you as well, Mal.
Well, there's that May Queen thing I had going on.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, that's coming up. We got a month here to prepare.
That's right. Mal, we haven't talked to you. Did you have a good Easter yesterday? You got to tell me about these peeps wars that you were having on Facebook with your family.
Oh, every year my Uncle Joe always, he brings peeps to my mom's house, mom and dad's house. And it's a funny story because him and I would just blow them up in the microwave. And he said one time he was buying a 12-pack of beer and had some peeps on the counter.
Uh-huh.
And the lady's like, oh, who are these peeps for? That's a strange comment. Oh, it's for my niece. And she's, oh, how old is she? And he goes, I don't know, like 40. But my nephew Gage has turned it into a war where you stick toothpicks in the peeps, and then they face each other in the microwave, and you blow them up, whichever... ever peep wins by stabbing the other peep with the toothpick is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's how I picture Easter.
Yeah, and that's the only thing peeps are good for anyway.
No, it really is.
Right.
Mia got some in a basket from another relative, and
so gross.
She's like, can I try one? And I said, sure, but you're not going to like them. So, and they ended up in the garbage.
I might choose vegetables over peeps.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow, really?
I know, maybe. Well, we'll see.
I guess they're
which
made
vegetable?
some kind of wax. Yeah, what vegetable?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't say. I don't want to be committed to anything.
Right.
Exactly.
So, Mal, we got Michigan and Villanova tonight for the NCAA championship game. And how early were your brackets busted?
I had Arizona in the championship, so that hurt. But I did have them playing Villanova, and I had Villanova winning the whole thing. That was my original
thought.
Yes.
So you have a saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as Sister Jean would love to.
That's right.
We all have a saving grace.
I know.
Right.
It was kind of a bummer seeing Loyola Chicago bow out on Saturday. It was such a good story.
Well, they were winning for a decent chunk of the game.
They didn't. They just ran. It looked like they ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But do you think Michigan has a chance tonight after the way Villanova played on Saturday? I mean, Villanova made, I think it was 1,000 three-pointers on Saturday night.
It was 18, but still,
yes.
Not really. It felt like 1,000.
Yeah. It just, I mean, I look at tonight, and I think Villanova just walks away with this one. What do you think?
Well, on paper, that sure seems to be the way, and we know that on paper, this March Madness, it has not always come true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's been just a phenomenal tournament, and it's one of those tournaments that people like because the underdogs win, and then Sister Jean's stories.
Right.
You know, all these things about people's moms and jail or in other countries and they show up. I don't know. But there's always warm and fuzzy. The thing is, I'm excited that a Big Ten school is in the championship, and I never would have picked Michigan.
No.
Didn't you, Colleen?
I picked Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had Michigan State going up against Virginia. And then I, too, after I filled in my bracket and sent it off to Kurt, read all the articles about how the Big Ten usually, flops during, they usually choke during these tournaments.
This is the 26th time they've made it to the championship game, so Big Ten does pretty good, actually.
Oh.
So.
Well, what am I reading?
Fake news.
Fake news. Yeah, but that's just it. I mean, I've always, the common thought is Big Ten usually chokes. There's always, like, one team that makes it, and not this case, that kind of happened, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I never would have picked Michigan, but boy, the way they're playing right now, they're just rock solid. And I love seeing these teams all of a sudden. You know, you can suck all year as long as you get in the tournament.
That's all that matters.
You got to get hot at the right time, you know. And I had a very depressing basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawkeyes, I can't even talk about it.
No, it's too soon. Too soon.
Too soon is right. And I was kind of half into the regular season with the other team. So I'm starting to catch on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But Villanova, I remember 2 years ago when they won the national championship, they played Iowa in the first round, and they just looked unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, North Carolina snuck in, but Villanova looks to be back. They just are such a physical team. They have, like, three guys that average high into the double digits. I think they average like 88 points per game all season.
Yes.
And Michigan, though, they have a really solid defense, and during the tournament, they've only allowed like 58 points per game. So you clash the offense and you clash the defense. The Villanova's got the three, the outside shooting thing going on, and that has them a 6.5 point favorite, which is the highest total going into a championship game, at least of recent, from what I understand. But I think that Michigan's defense is going to give them some kind of a push. I do think, though, that Villanova's just too hot. I think that their outside shooting is unbelievable. If Michigan stops the outside shooting, they can win the game. That has to, or maybe if, you know, the threes aren't falling like they typically have been, you know, Villanova could struggle a little bit. I just don't see it, but the way the season has gone, I want to take Michigan just to look like the superstar picker.
Right. You're out on your own, Mal. You're picking Michigan because it'll make, it's a glory call. That's what it is.
But I'm not going to do that.
No, okay.
No, I think Villanova is just too, they're the team that I've been watching since the tournament started. I think they're going to win this game by a baker's dozen. I think they're going to kick Michigan's butt.
All right. Not close tonight, says Mal the Sports Gal. Of course, you can follow her on Facebook and Twitter at Mal the Sports Gal. And Mal, oh, yes, Kyle?
Oh, I was just going to say, by the way, if you're not a big basketball fan and none of this made any sense to you, or even if you are, today's the Little Caesars Day. You can cash in on their deal. You get your free pizza today. I think it's from like 11:30 to 1.
Maryland, Baltimore County beats Virginia. So free pizza.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, that
Cedar's
pizza is just like eating glue on a flip-flop.
But when it's free, it's extra good. So
there goes
the Little Caesars endorsement.
Little Caesars money. Thanks, Mal. Have a great day.
You too.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.